Oh.
Oh, well, I think that might be Paul.
I believe it is.
Sounds good. When we hear that phone ring, we know who it is.
I know.
Oh, if we hear that theme tune, we know exactly who it is. It's our friend. It's our buddy. It's our pal. The sexiest man in Burbank. That's right. Mr. Paul Preston.
Hello.
How are you, Paul?
Come and get your love. Come and get your love. How am I doing? Am I coming through okay? I'm trying something different because my phone took a crap on me and the speakers doesn't work so well. So I'm on those icky headphones.
You sound lovely.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Sexy from what I heard. That's
yes, you are, baby. How are you, Paul? How are you?
Damn decent. Thank
good.
You. Yeah, big weekend. You know, it was in Comic-Con last week. This week I'm back.
Oh, you're so lucky.
I did a day. I had some work that kept me from doing more than one day, but it gets so damn busy. It's good to sometimes just do a day and then hit the bricks.
Yeah. But, well, I heard there's a lot of big reveals at Comic-Con.
First of all, you're thinking of Different Strokes. That's the theme Alan Thick wrote.
Was the other one Different Strokes?
He did write the Different Strokes theme, and I'll tell you why.
And Facts
because
of Life, yeah.
For reasons unknown, the Different Strokes theme became a song we sang before every play we did in my college. We were going to go do a show. It's like, okay, we're about 5 minutes to curtain. Let's do Different Strokes. It became this tradition. We the whole cast get together to start going, it don't matter that you got not a lot, so what? Do the whole thing, right?
Right.
Alan Thick comes to do stand-up at our college, comes down, joins the song. I mean, that's like...
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was truly a... I mean...
That's
that
cool.
Was great. Alan Thick, legend.
That's cool. What was he like? Pretty down...
As charming and nice as you would imagine. Yeah, I mean, we didn't get too much time with him, but he's like, hi, everybody. You know, it's not like he didn't have time for us. It's not like he was sequestered in his green room. You know, he was charming and... walked around and was cool.
I love to hear stories like that. You know, when you hope that that's how they are,
right?
You know, so very cool, very cool.
Yeah, it's good to know because I don't know if I'd want to meet Kirk Cameron at this point, but
I have, and Alan Thick sounds great.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Oh man! All right, brother. Well, tell us what was happening down at Comic-Con.
Well, if you're me, you're basically just excited about what's going on with Marvel. Now, Marvel is the Saturday Hall H presentation that holds like 6,000 people. But nowadays, you got to get in line like Thursday night to get a good seat on Saturday for everything they release. Now, being there in person, I've done it once before. I got in line back in the days when you only had to get in line at 4:30 in the morning, you know, that on Saturday. I did that once and sat through the the full day of DC and Marvel panels, and it is a blast. You know, like Tom Hiddleston, this is the year he showed up dressed as Loki and did the whole presentation. You know, it was just insane. It was great. But no, not this year. This year I went on Thursday, so I missed all the Saturday presentation live. But of course, it all pops up on the online anyway. So here's what's coming. We are now in Marvel's multiverse saga, so that we've just had the Infinity Saga, now we're having the multiverse saga, and then we'll see what comes after that. But it's clear already with Ms. Marvel and Loki and Doctor Strange and WandaVision that we're, you know, giving the seeds of what could be a huge multiverse story, and now they're going to dive full into it, I think, going forward. So
wow. Okay.
So here's what they announced. We had a new trailer for She-Hulk, Attorney at Law, that comes out August 17th. And to do yourself a favor,
Say She-Hulk, Attorney at Law?
She-Hulk, Attorney at Law. Yes, I did.
Wow, that's the name of... Wow.
Those.
Accidentes? Call She-Hulk. But the character who turns into She-Hulk, I don't know much about this character, but of course we'll go along with any and everything Marvel puts in front of me. But there's someone else who apparently gains Hulk powers somehow, and in the trailer you see what is now this sort of blended Banner Hulk character we saw in Endgame,
right?
Introducing her to how to handle the powers and what to do with them and all that. So But I guess she was a lawyer, so she tries to continue to be a lawyer, even though she will occasionally Hulk out. And I think that's going to be a lot of the fun of the story. And, of course, at the very end of the trailer.
Cross-examinations are intense.
Yeah, they're super intense. Yeah.
Bad thing to witness.
Yeah. Your Honor, the attorney here is clearly throwing the witness through a bench. Yeah. But the 1-877 She-Hulk. You ever get a chance to call 1-877 She-Hulk, and it's like calling her attorney office.
Yeah.
And there's a recording that's pretty funny, so check that out.
All right.
And they had a new trailer, and at the end of this trailer, something I'm very excited about. They teased it with Spider-Man No Way Home. A little glimpse, but again, of Daredevil in outfit this time. Not just Charlie Cox, you know, playing Matt Murdock, but he's got the whole outfit going. A little tease. You don't see his face, but you're pretty sure it's him. He's got the sticks that he usually beats the crap out of people with. And what I love is that they're filtering Daredevil into a lot of the upcoming shows until finally he will get his own, which was also announced that Charlie Cox and Vincent D'Onofrio will be back in spring 2024. We got a year and a half wait, but Daredevil Born Again will come to Disney Plus with 18 episodes. And from what I've told, the Born Again comic series is one of the best storylines Daredevil has. So I'm very excited about that. But that Daredevil show on Netflix remains to me the best Marvel show.
I started to watch that. That was really good.
When Wilson Fisk showed up in Hawkeye, I was like, yes, 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 please embrace the Netflix Disney. Bring us more. And so, I think he'll even show up in an animated episode or animated show of Spider-Man Freshman Year, which is coming to Disney Plus. I think Charlie Cox is going to voice Daredevil for that too.
Oh, very cool.
So they have definitely leaned into Daredevil, and I couldn't be happier. This spring, we're going to get Secret Invasion, which will return Nick Fury to action, along with Talos, which was Ben Mendelsohn's character from Captain Marvel. And this is no doubt dealing with more intergalactic invasion of Earth that they have to somehow prevent. I think you're going to see Tenoya Paris, what was her character called, from WandaVision, join in on that well. And Colby Smulders showed up at Comic-Con to say she'll be returning as Maria Hill, the S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. For that, the big trailer was Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. The thing about it was only shown in Hall H. It has not shown up online yet, but apparently MODOK appears, Yellowjacket returns, and Bill Murray's in it. So that's that's coming February 17th. And all those Ant-Man movies have been super entertaining, mainly because of Paul Rudd and the fun they just have with that. But now going full on Quantumania. I mean, who knows what the hell could happen there with the quantum verse and the multiverse all at work. They shoot high. God bless them, Marvel. They shoot high and they always stick the landing, so that's great. And speaking of Come and Get Your Love, Hall H also showed a trailer, only there, not online yet, of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, which is apparently the swan song for James Gunn with the franchise. But we'll have our final Guardians of the Galaxy. We got Adam Warlock. I don't know if you've seen Will Poulter, who's going to play Adam Warlock lately, but he's super buff now, ripped and ready to go. And Maria Bakalova, who played the young girl in Borat 2, got Oscar nominated, is going to play Cosmo. And if you've ever read Guardians of the Galaxy, Cosmo is a space dog. So that should be interesting. And in true Marvel fashion, a guy named Chukwudi Iwuji, if I'm pronouncing the name correctly, is going to play a character called the High Evolutionary. And what I find interesting about this is every time Marvel comes out and just lays their giant dick down at Comic-Con and says, look what we're doing, DC also has to go, we're doing stuff too, you know? And because they always just copy and fail to reach the heights of Marvel. And it's funny that Chukwudi Iwuji was in Peacemaker, and now he's going over to Marvel to do some great stuff over there. Wow. So I look forward to him. The big thing that everybody saw at Hall H and online was the Black Panther Wakanda Forever trailer, which has all the feels and shoots big again. They've brought in the Submariner, Namor. Looks like he goes to war with Wakanda. And so it's just like, I mean, come on, Marvel, stop it. It's just, you're too showing good. Off at this point. It's too good. And then Echo from Hawkeye gets her own show in summer. Loki season 2 will be coming. We're rebooting Blade with Mahershala Ali, which is outstanding casting. That'll come a year from November. And all this leading to Avengers, the Kang Dynasty. You met Kang at the end of Loki. He's going to have a lot to do with shaking up the multiverse. Mm-hmm. That'll be May 2025. Later that year, November 7th, 2025, Avengers Secret Wars, which even the Russo brothers who directed Infinity War and Endgame said, this shit is too big for us to direct. Like, the Secret Wars, apparently the Secret Wars comics are just massive storylines. And in between there, still they bring us, you know, Sam Wilson's first Captain America movie. We get a Thunderbolts movie. The Fantastic Four will finally launch November 2024 under the MCU. And Agatha from WandaVision gets her own series. I mean, Marvel is just straight killing it. So,
and DC isn't doing shit. And
DC's also making stuff.
Oh, okay.
Footnote.
Over on the also making stuff stage, DC had their panel. Actually, you know what? They did release a Shazam Fury of the Gods trailer, which you can see out there, and I thought it looked pretty good. You know, Helen Mirren's having a ton of fun in it, and it just looks like it's loose and fun like the first one, but the story might be more interesting to me. Like, I thought that the Shazam, even though it was charming, ended the way all DC movies do, and it just a messy conglomerate of CGI effects. I mean, even Wonder Woman, which was supposedly the good one. You know, Steve Trevor dies. Spoiler, sacrifices himself, huge emotional moment, but then, you know, she's got to fight the God of War and nobody cares. It's a bunch of noise, CGI noise, you know? And so if they can just calm down and have this be personal and, you know, even Doctor Strange, remember the first Doctor Strange movie? How did he beat Dormammu? Just annoyed him. I've come to bargain. Oh, enough! You know, and then he has to, like, they only have to have a huge CGI spectacle sometimes. So, anyway, I'm hoping for good things from that. Black Adam, they gave a new trailer for The Rock's venture into superhero movies, which looks okay. The thing that makes The Rock isn't in Black Adam. Charm, humor, like all that stuff. He's like a dark killer, anti-hero kind of. I'm like, well, that's no fun. The Rock, I mean, if you ever saw The Rock grab a mic and electrify 30,000 people in the stadium, you know, he was just the best. And so I would hate to see them drain his personality dark character.
For me, that's one thing that's interesting, is because it's out of the norm for him doing these big, heavy action films. He's always the good guy, or always this, or always that, you know. So to see him play a bad guy, you know, it's, am I going, okay, let's see if he can stretch. I mean, he played the Tooth Fairy, which is great.
That he did.
You know, and everything, and it worked, you know, but can he do Black Adam, you know? So I think it's going to be a little bit interesting overall, you know, for that.
Yeah, well, he probably can, but I will be sad that the best parts of Dwayne Johnson that you see in, like, a Jumanji or The Rundown or, you know, as in the Fast and Furious franchise will be.
Right, yeah.
On the sidelines, so but we'll see. We'll see. I mean, someone will.
Yeah, and if I don't. And correct me if I'm wrong, Paul. I don't know if you've heard this or not, but I saw something to where I guess Ben Affleck is going to be returning as Batman.
I just read that yesterday. That apparently he's going to show up in Aquaman 2. Right when you think he's done with it, he's not. I mean, the chances are it won't be anything more than a cameo. But I mean, DC. I mean, that's the thing. They want Daredevil in the movies. They bring the Daredevil from TV into the movies. They want, you know, a TV show about Wanda. They bring the Wanda from the movies into the TV show. It's all mixed. Like right now, we're all dealing with Ezra Miller as this hot mess of a Flash. When they have a perfectly good Flash on TV that everybody loves, and Grant Gustin that they're just not using in the movie. It's like, well, what's wrong with you people? We got like 10 Batman. We got Michael Keaton returning as Batman. We got Pattinson. Ben Affleck. Just streamline all this stuff. Just copy Marvel. You know, it's like I tell Universal Studios, copy Disney. Just copy Marvel.
Right.
But then again, you watch the Black Adam trailer and it looks like there's spaceships from Wakanda and Jatari and all this other stuff from Marvel in it. So I don't know what to tell DC. But Chances are I'll see everything, but I won't be as excited as I am about this freaking multiverse saga. That's going to kick ass all over the place.
Yeah. I agree. And real quick, Paul, give us a little bit on what movies we should be going to go see right now.
Well, I don't think I need to tell you to see Nope. That was number one at the box office last weekend. I'd be curious to see if it repeats this week. We'll see. But everything that Jordan Peele does seems to find an audience because he takes grand concepts but makes them kind of hip and relevant and, you know, socially interesting. So this one's no different. You know, there's something in the sky above a horse ranch in Agua Dulce, California, and it's been dumping keys and other things from its victims back to the earth and dumps blood on the earth. And so these, the people who run this horse ranch out there, who've been providing horses for Hollywood movies for years, a black family, has to find out what this is in the sky. And they're also hoping to be the first people to capture something like this on camera. Now, Peele, somehow, even if you just said the guy from Key and Peele is directing movies, but take that aside, just he's such a good director. It's shocking. You know, he's simply one of the best directors in Hollywood because so many people out there can just tell a story, but Peele has this knack for involving every aspect of filmmaking in the storytelling. We won an Oscar for script, but his imagery, his metaphors and all that stuff, top notch. And nothing is an accident. And here's another story he's created that is something you've never seen before, like Get Out and like Us. Mm. And even as a producer, he's done great stuff like that. He produced the Candyman reboot. I thought was real dark and real good. Mm. And there's a whole sequence with a sitcom called Gordy's Home with this chimpanzee that it's not just backstory. It's about man's meddling with nature, and you need to see it to believe it. It's really good. Wow. And of course, you have Daniel Kaluuya, hot off the Oscar. He plays a character here that's 180 degrees from the previous, reminding you what a great actor he is. Brandon Perea is the great comic relief. Michael Wincott, if you've been following Michael Wincott for the years, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, talk radio, he's been like a crazy character actor, so much stuff. I feel like I haven't seen him in a long time. Great to see him back on the screen as well. This is a top-notch entertainment and also a really good film. Like, he's done, again, straddled the line between, oh, this could have come out at Oscar time, or this could come out as big-time summer entertainment. It achieves both.
Awesome. Before we go, Paul, one question for you. Are you familiar, what's that museum again that we're talking about?
Partner? Oh, the Western Film Museum out there in Lone Pine.
Are you familiar with that?
I went for the first time last year.
Okay.
Yeah, during the pandemic. As soon as it opened, I went and checked it out. Yeah, it was really cool.
We're thinking about going up there probably when it gets a little bit cooler and checking it out and doing a live broadcast from there on a Saturday. Would you want to go with us?
Hell yes.
Okay. We're definitely going to be making a road trip out of it. We've already talked to the director of it, Lizzie. And so
awesome.
We're going to definitely try and get up there when it gets a little bit cooler and everything. So, yeah, we want to make sure that we include you on that as well.
Please do. I hope schedules work out. That 395 drive also is just filled as great. You got Mount Whitney. Is it Mount Whitney? That's right there. Yeah, the largest peak in the state. And then... yeah, Manzanar is out there. There's a lot to see on that 395. It's a great ride.
Yeah, we figure we're probably going to go out on a Friday night or whatever, spend the night over, you know, and then do the show Saturday morning or whatever, and then kind of spend the day there and then come back. So
that'd be awesome.
Yeah. All right, brother. Thank you so much, man. It's always good to hear your voice. I miss hearing your voice. It's been too long, my friend.
You are welcome, and enjoy yourselves, and go to the movies for the love of God. Just, you know, wear a mask. If you're feeling it, do it, but don't let that keep you from going, and be safe and have fun.
Will do, partner. Take care of yourself, too, buddy.
Farewell.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.